The following Mishnah brings out a very important condition which must be followed when it comes to doing melacha for the sake of food on Yom Tov. And that is that preparations for food only permitted if it is considered to be a tzirech hashove lechol nefesh, which means that it is something considered to be needed by most people. That the average person will find it very difficult without this. However, if most people would easily do without this, then even if it is for the sake of food preparation, it would be forbidden to do on Yom Tov. And because of that, to bathe one's entire body in hot water on Yom Tov is forbidden, because most people can pass a day without bathing in hot water, and therefore it is not considered to be shoveh lechol nefesh, a common need for people, and as such it is forbidden on Yom Tov. Now we learned in the previous perek an extremely important rule according to Beis Hillel when it comes to performing work on Yom Tov, and that is, Metosha hutro litzeirech, hutro nami shelo litzeirech. That if a particular melacha is permitted for the sake of food preparation, then it becomes permitted even for other things. So we saw an example of carrying. Since it will be permitted to carry food in a public domain in a Rishus HaRabim, it is also permitted to carry anything on Yom Tov. On a similar note, according to Beis Hillel, it will be permitted to heat up water, even not for the sake of drinking, because of the rule of Mitoich. However, we're going to see in our Mishnah that even according to Beis Shammai, there is a way to do it, even though he argues on the principle of Mitoich. Beis Shammai say, Lo'yachim Odom Chamen Raglov, it is forbidden for one to warm up water in order to wash his feet, and the same goes for washing his face or his hands, Elohim Kein Ru'yin Lishsia, unless the water is fit for drinking. If the water is fit for drinking, then it would be permitted to heat it up, and then to drink just a little bit of it, and then to use the rest for bathing in. Now, washing just one's hands and feet is permitted on Yom Tov, because it is considered to be a tzorech hashoveh lechol nefesh, something which is considered a need for most people, not one's whole body, but just certain parts of his body. And even according to Beis Shammai, this is permitted. Reason being, that the only melacha involved in heating up water is putting the fire on, lighting a fire. Now, as long as he is going to drink part of the water which he is heating up, you could argue that when he lights the fire, he is lighting the fire in order to heat up the water for drinking. It's true there's lots of other water there as well, but in terms of the actual act which he does, it makes no difference that there's other water over there. Either way, for the sake of the water which he's going to drink, he would have had to light the fire. So the fact that there is more water there does not make it forbidden, as long as he is planning on drinking part of the water. Alright, now, Beis Hillel permit one to warm up water in order to wash his hands, or his feet, or his face, not his whole body, but just those parts of his body, even if he is not planning on drinking any of it. And over here we come to the rule of Mitoich. That Mitoich shehutra letzorech, since it's permitted to heat up water for the sake of drinking, hutra nami shelo letzorech, it is also permitted to do so, not for the sake of eating and food preparation, but even for the sake of washing oneself. In addition to that, according to Beis Hillel, because of the rule of Mitoich, one is allowed to make a sort of bonfire and warm himself up by the bonfire, even if it is not for the sake of food preparation or cooking at all. And here we really see the depth of what this means to be shoveh lechol nefesh. That although certainly most people will not end up making a bonfire on Yom Tov, and so I would have thought that this is not considered to be shoveh lechol nefesh, something commonly needed by lots of people, that is not true. Because most people who are in this situation of being cold would make a bonfire. It happens to me that most people don't need to because they're not necessarily cold. But if somebody was in my situation, and when people are cold in general, they do put on a fire in order to warm themselves up. And therefore that is considered to be shoveh lechol nefesh, something which is needed by most people, and people would not get by easily without it, and therefore it is permitted to do so on Yom Tov.